1, 2, 3, enter.
Hi people, how are you? Have you been? This is Kathy and your girl
Solaya.
Welcome to Girls Like Me, the podcast. Ngawali Joe, we are here for you.
Kasera, people, we have been
anytime now. Solaya likes to say we have been away. We are back like
what, my guys,
but
by the way, Kathy, be joking. I'm coming back. I'll show you what I
so Ngawati guys, Sasnika. You guys remember the movie Commando? If you never watched that film, I don't know what you're all about. If you haven't yet watched it, go find it. So there was this famous Commando. Commando?
First, change your ass.
Solaya, who did this for you? I'll be back. Yes, that was the line, I'll be back.
So that was from the movie Terminator, as Kathy was talking
this
about
is Terminator.
That.
Yes, Terminator. No, but also Commando, when he was going to rescue his daughter. Guys were being
weird.
Are you
sure it wasn't Sylvester Stallone?
No. It was Schwarzenegger. Solaya, please. We can even Google.
Now check out. She could sell me to Google. Yet she didn't even know where the movie she was even quoting
no, no,
was
no, no.
From.
There's a line in Commando. I'll be back.
Okay.
It became, I think, his signature line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When those guys on the plane, they were running away from him, taking his daughter, and the daughter is screaming, "Daddy!"
We are typing.
I love that film.
Yeah? Anyway,
most guys, of his films.
I'll be back is a phrase associated with the Terminator, but let's see. Which movie? Who said the famous line? That was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Back in, it's still.
It's a catchphrase for him.
Yes, it's his classic catchphrase. But anyway, guys, we're back, and Kathy and I have been away for a minute.
We've been going through life, you guys. I'm sure you've been doing the same.
Life has been life.
This is when I was telling somebody the other day, growing up is a trap. Like, for the first time, I use that statement. Adulting is a trap.
It is a trap, you people.
Decision making is difficult sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things that you can, make decisions on, and you're like, you move on. But there's some decisions you make, the consequences are real.
The consequences of your actions.
Like, is this what my parents used to go through? Are my siblings going through this? Are other people going through this?
I think
like,
it's
what's
true.
Happening?
It's very true. I mean, guys, we could even just go on and call this episode Adulting is a Scam. We're really just going to be talking about, adulting and our creative journey. Because for Kathy and I, this past few months have kept us very busy. These past few weeks that it just didn't even leave room to even breathe, to even just focus on life itself. By the time your head is hitting the pillow, you already think about tomorrow and the next day and the project after that, which I'm sure you've all experienced and encountered. But it has been a season, and I think it's typical of the nature of our business that towards the last quarters
of the year,
it just happens. Work starts to pick up. Everyone suddenly realizes that they need a project done, or that they have no more content for their channels, and they're just like, yikes, the festive season is fast coming upon us. We better make sure we have content to see us through December, January, that sort of thing.
That is
so
true.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We're very thankful for
the
work.
We love the work, but our work ends up taking us away from family, from friends.
Yep.
And of course, when you have a very understanding family of friends, they have no worries. That they're not bothered that you are away. Of course it bothers them,
because they're like, you're working but still
you should make some time to come and see us. Like, I haven't seen my mom, I don't even know in how long.
I think you last
saw my mom in September.
I'd say it's almost been a month.
So I've been promising to go and see her, but every time I look at my week, I don't have space.
You can't even see
even
it.
When I try, even when I want to change myself, and I'm
please
like,
please not. Kathy has to travel from Kampala to Fort to go and see Mama. It's not those things of, oh, she's just down in Nigeria or Nalia or she's in.
It is.
You know?
It is so stressful, and you keep on thinking about it. Like, are you hoping that they're not thinking that you're keeping away from them, etc. But the work gets real. And if it were just one project,
you can see the finishing line. You're like, in 2 weeks it will be done.
But then you have other projects that you're working on, because everything is happening simultaneously.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you happen to be playing different roles on different projects, but you're still at the center of the project. So sleep is taken over by the characters if you're writing, taken over by the planning for the set that you're supposed to be on, like the next day.
Mm.
Yo, it's real. Adulting is real.
It's a real thing. But I think one of the things that I've come to appreciate, because, you know, with the world opening up, so to speak, you know, with all these, the last lockdown that we went through, and almost there being an assurance that we cannot have another lockdown happen again. Of course, now in Uganda, we are facing Ebola outbreak. And it just feels like when it rains, it pours. And it's one of those situations where we are dealing with it with each day. For now, it's
And you have the president locking down the districts where
they
have curfew.
Yeah.
So 6 to 7.
It's happening, you know, where it's one of those things where you feel like, you know, the world, so the rules keep changing now with this, with the epidemics or pandemics that hit us. So, of course, we're praying that it does pass over and that it can be contained and we do not lose any more people.
Especially but, the doctors.
Oh, gosh.
I feel terrible.
I think that's one
of the
sad...
They do their best.
Yeah. It's one of the horrors of these pandemics is that the frontline workers, our medical teams, are the ones who are hit hardest because they end up being the first person of contact. They end up, you know, someone doesn't know what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
And they come to see a doctor, of course, which is what you should do. And then by the time you figure out what the disease is, you know, after you've had to go through the analysis and figure out, could
somebody
it be COVID,
dying.
Could it be this, could it be this? Before you know it, you are also infected as the health worker.
Mm.
So we do appreciate our health workers. Of course, we would love for more to be done in regards to protecting them.
Mm.
But what I was saying in regards to the world opening up is now work has picked up and everybody sort of has to put the past 2 years trauma behind them and move forward, which is also ridiculous in its own way, because you're thinking we just survived a pandemic, a global pandemic, and then
and you're supposed to just march right back
into
the world
into
with
life.
Everything that is happening into
and,
life
and adulting and
yeah.
the kids who have to go back to school, and God knows what our children are also having to face with going back to school and having to catch up, you know, with 2 years past. I apologize, people, we are recording from home, so my neighbor across yonder doesn't exactly have a low volume.
You know how we are, we speak,
we be jazzing.
We are loud.
We be loud, you know, that's just life, that's just who we are. But one of the things that you know, just jumping back into it, and for me personally, what it meant was almost sort of telling myself, get back into the flow of things, like embrace it. Everyone's about be productive, do something. And I think in the midst of all that, we sort of forgot how to look after ourselves. So personally for me, health challenges have been top on my list. I think that's what I've been hit the hardest with. Kathy, you've also faced that as well.
Yeah.
Much as we went on here, Kathy and I were still in touch, but you won't believe this is the first time we're seeing each other since what, 3 weeks? Or it's been 4 weeks?
We went for that introduction.
Yeah. Went one of our dear friends, Esther, was getting married, Kwanjula, the
so we
traditional
had to travel,
marriage.
But
yeah.
it had been months before we had seen each other before that time.
I think it had actually been since
had been a long time. Because everybody kept on you were busy, I was busy.
Yes.
Then you got sick.
Yes.
Then just know many things have been happening.
Too many things were happening. Then, you know, there was also the crisis, you know, family crisis that happened. Family members
people
falling
dying,
sick. People
dying. Falling sick and you have to be there.
It was crazy. So I'm sure all you guys have been experiencing this. I mean, there isn't anybody who hasn't been hit hard during this season. And of course, we do sympathize. We do empathize if you've lost someone, if you have lost a job, lost... you know, just lost your way of life, maybe your home, who knows, whatever might have happened.
And
it's
also
really
a season whereby I think people are questioning themselves whether, you know, how we got back into the world, life.
Mm-hmm.
Many people were questioning themselves whether that's where they want to be.
True.
And then there's usually a sudden shift when you realize, yo, this is not it. And then those are baby steps.
Yeah, there's got to be more to life.
Yeah.
It's almost like an awakening that you've been half asleep and you sort of wake up.
Uh-huh.
Like you were in the matrix and you've been unplugged and you're like, what?
Yes.
Wait, did I choose the red pill or the blue pill?
And then unfortunately, it's a whole thing of, instead of taking the baby steps, they are thinking you're jumping over, but you can't.
Mm.
You have to go through the process.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hard.
Painful.
For many people, it's so painful.
Oh,
it's
God.
So
Kathy,
hard.
Kathy, talk about
it's,
growth.
It's
I've
a
been
whole... It's a whole breakup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You break up with yourself.
Mm.
Yeah. And then it's a whole healing process.
Which can also
and
be painful.
And then the healing process is painful.
Yeah.
And then you want to get out of it quick, but you can't. That
yep.
means you're learning nothing.
Yes.
So you have to go through it day by day.
I feel like you've spoken my experience basically, because now I've been going through physiotherapy for my hand. You know, been struggling to write for the longest time. It happened actually, not the longest time. It happened quite suddenly. I couldn't hold my pen. I couldn't, you know, I couldn't figure out how to grasp things. And I remember just being like, what the heck is going on? This is my writing hand. This is my life. My
Let me explain, you people. Because the way Solea is saying it, you don't understand the fear that grips you.
Yes.
You know, our hands, our fingers, that is us. That
yes.
is who we are.
Yep.
We write in notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
We type on our computers.
Yep.
So that is what we use. So that's our tool.
Yes.
Either when they say, you know that thing, they're saying, God blesses the work of your hands.
Yeah.
Indeed. We understand it so well. So people, when Solea
good.
Told me that Simanyi, her hands, something was happening, I said, yo.
Yama, where is this?
I was like, what is this? I kept on asking her questions of solutions, what's happening.
Yes. And
she told me she had to go for physiotherapy,
Simanyi
operations.
Of
just know a
there's
lot
a,
of...
There's a whole bunch of stuff, let me tell you, you know, if you've never been for an MRI, guys, it's not a fun experience. I used to make fun of people who dread it. Like my poor parents, when they'd be like, oh, to do an MRI, and it's like, that's the worst thing to go through. And I'm just laughing at, like, look at these babies. Yeah, Maui. I went through it, not once, but twice. And I said, yeah, I get it now. I hate MRIs. They are the worst thing ever. But they're necessary for someone to be able to see what's going on with your body. But what you were just talking about having the healing process and going through it and sort of wanting to speed, like that's what I'm still going through the healing process of trying to speed through. I'm like, I want to get to the other side where everything, you know, I want to get to the happily ever after, to the good part, you know. And it's like, we are going through this step by step. So it's been a very uncomfortable time for me, but also not just physically, but also emotionally, mentally, spiritually, having to say, okay, fine, now it has forced me to look at other areas in my life that I hadn't paid that much attention to. But I'm very grateful for it, because out of it has come growth, in the sense that and I was telling Kathy that I had to tell about another friend, a dear friend of mine called Kanunu, who not our Nunu, but this one's now Kanunu now, who told me about, you know, she said, Solea, you really have to think about healing, because I think that's what I see. You're looking into purpose as your main need, or you want to know, what is my, you know, when you get to that stage where you're like, what is my purpose, God? And you're looking up into the sky, shaking your fist and saying, tell me my purpose. And God's just looking at you like, chick, you're already walking in it. Like, what more do you want me to do? To write it in the sky? Like, where are we going with this thing? So I think it was just that whole thing of looking to yourself, because of that period of 2 years where we had been in lockdown and everybody was going through what they were going
something.
Through. Everyone was going through something. Even Kathy would share what she was going through in terms of growth. There was a lot of unpacking, dismantling that had to happen, breaking up with habits that I had gotten so accustomed to, settling for less, which I'd gotten very comfortable. We talked about complacency, you know, being the enemies of our own progress. I had settled Bulunji, I didn't even notice. I was like, yeah, it doesn't feel too bad in this area of code. And now just being reawakened to knowing that, oh, now you have to get up and start doing certain things. So some of course the changes that I've had and I've been very privileged to go through are even just pivoting in terms of work, like what kind of work do I want to be doing in the future? You know, finding a mentor, which is very important, guys. I mean, I'm so envious of Kathy, because Kathy has like a ton of mentors that she works with. Like, there are so many. She can be like, I have
so
this,
many,
one, this one, this one, this one, this one. And I'm
so,
just
so
looking
many.
At her like, check, this chick was just swimming in mentors. And I'm here out here struggling to find even one. But I was very fortunate to actually have had someone who said, you know, I'll be your mentor and I will help you, because you need to have an accountability partner.
Yes.
You know, it's all well and good, you know, guys, to come and say, these are my goals for the year.
Yamawe.
Birthdays, by the way, guys, feel free to wish me a happy birthday. Pass.
Happy birthday, Solea. It was on the 9th of October.
Because I'm independent.
60
baby
years. Solea meant 60 years, guys.
See your life.
Yeah.
Anyway, if I'm a 6-year-old, I'm a hurt looking one. You
You're
should be asking me
one.
About my secret to youth.
So true.
So when it came to finding a mentor and, you know, being able to have someone to be held accountable, you know, now the things that I have to do, like, I think, guys, I have books to read. Like, there's a book, let me even now share the books I have to read. One is called Profit First, because now that helps with business, how you're thinking about how you place value on your work and the kind of business that you run. It's a very good book, highly recommended. The second one that I'm reading is called The Big Leap. I don't know why I've forgotten the authors, but at least once you hear Profit First,
you'll find that Google
is your friend. Mm. And then The Big Leap, which is another thing about working in your zone of genius, which I really appreciate. It just goes into the fact that we know so many things, and we like Kathy, now you find that, oh, I'm a very gifted, you know, producer, I'm a very gifted scriptwriter, I'm a very gifted fixer, I'm a very gifted costume designer. But just because you are able to do all these things doesn't mean that you're working in your zone of genius. Your zone of genius is your script writing, right? And the same applies for me. It comes to writing, comes down to writing. That's where my zone of genius is. Because when you think of everything else, anybody else could do it.
Yeah.
Anyone else can be a producer. Anyone else could be a fixer. Anyone else, as in you're good at it or you're great at it. But when it comes to this one, I know for sure, tap me up in my sleep and tell me, write a script, I will write
it. You will write it.
And you get into that sense of flow. So that's working in your zone of genius. So those are things now that I have to do. And every, I think every 2 weeks I have to do a check-in. Like, it's crazy stuff. Of
actually, we are also, Soleil and I are reading The Artist's Way by Julia. You finished yours?
Yes,
you finished all your assignments?
I haven't finished all of them, but I finished that book.
Reading it.
Yes.
Yes.
And
I think
doing,
also,
and doing the tasks.
Yeah, I
some
think
of them.
Reading the book first helps. And then also if you can backtrack and then get back to week one.
It's actually advice that you go back and read. Yeah. But go on about
so
The Artist's Way.
This book, The Artist's Way, it can be read by anyone. It's not only for creatives, by
true,
the way.
True.
Because the thing that each one of us is a creative, is an artist, like God gave you something that you're good at.
Yep.
And there are so many of you who are out there so unhappy in the job that you're doing. And then you had those talents. You are a dancer. You are a, you are
back
those people
in
who
school.
Do poetry things, rather poets, etc. You can write, you can paint, you can do all those things. And then you left those dreams because, you know, that life doesn't allow you. There's no money. Yeah.
Apparently
the things that we do,
you're going to starve as an artist,
etc. And yet your greatest desire has always been to tap into your art. So anyway, this book helps us heal, discover ourselves, etc. And also learn, I think it also helps you learn more of those of you who believe in God, others who believe in the universe. So it helps you understand that the world, the source of the things that you need are all over.
Yeah.
And then the healing process also.
Oh, because it actually is a journey to creative, I mean,
yes,
to healing.
To healing, to spiritual healing.
When it comes to the creatives.
Yes,
yeah.
To the creatives. So that book has, the journey that I'm on, okay, there's some things that you read and you're like, ah, I know this.
Yeah.
But it puts you on a journey, like, to look at yourself deeply on the inside, have hard conversations with yourself and other people, be able to speak up. Like, if you don't like something, why am I pretending about it? Okay, I've always been those people who doesn't pretend, but then
I don't even know what she's talking about when she says pretending.
There's sometimes, you know, there's sometimes when you're in a group of people and then you look at somebody and you know if you said something, they'll take it a certain way.
Yeah.
So you end up keeping quiet. But it has taken me back to a place of, if I don't like something, I should be able to speak about it. And the other person, some people are emotional manipulators, emotional vampires, etc.
Energy
and there are
vampires.
So many out there.
Yeah, wet blankets.
Yes, because they are going through their hurtful seasons in their lives and they want to bring all these things upon you.
Yeah.
So it is you allowing yourself and saying no. So I'm also in a different season of growth. And then there is having opportunities that place you at the pivot of leadership.
Yes.
You people, leadership. I'm going through a phase in my life. So recently, Fun Factory, the company I work with, got this job. So I was made head writer.
Fun
you
Factory
people.
is a theater
performance
group.
Yes, we do comedy every Thursday. Any Ugandan who's listening to this, please, even outsiders, when you come to Uganda, please, National Theater every Thursday. So they made me head writer. You know when you're writing, clap your hands. Congratulations, Kathy Bagaya. As you're writing, there's never really, where are you going? Like, there's no promotion. There's no, it's just the different jobs that you work on.
Yes.
That show that you're growing, the different opportunities that come to your door.
Yes.
And of course, also you being able to choose wisely, which job am I working on? What am I writing about? So anyway, they made me head writer. This means that you're responsible over other writers, you're responsible over the scripts, you're responsible over the content that is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Just know, leadership is not easy. Human beings are something.
Yep.
So presidents, I applaud any president of any country, of any company. If you know you're in a status of leadership anywhere, it doesn't matter which level you are at.
Mm-hmm.
Even LC1, I applaud you.
It ain't easy.
Oh, dear.
But for me personally speaking, it has been a joy to see Kathy grow. Right? I mean, Kathy has seen me grow. While I witness her grow, she also witnesses me grow.
Yes.
But now I've seen Kathy from writer of that's going to be writing quietly to being pushed to head writer, to being pushed to producer, to being so there have been people along the way who have seen it in her and have said, Kathy, you should step into this. But what I would say that I'm most proud about, Kathy, is for you realizing that in you to say, okay,
yes,
I will give it a shot.
Yes. Not being afraid anymore.
No, I don't even think that you're not afraid. I think you've just decided to say, screw it, I'm just going to do it. Let me do it
no
with my knees.
No matter what happens.
Yeah, let me do it with my knees and hands shaking.
Yes.
I'm going to do it. So I think I applaud you for doing that to say,
yay,
I am going to do it afraid anyway.
Yes.
I'm just going to go on and do it.
Yes.
So when she was there telling me, oh, Soleil, I've got this new gig, you know, they made me, what? I was laughing quietly, but I was like, yeah, Kathy, you can handle this. You've got this. Because I was like, finally, that chick has been forced to step up. And she has embraced the opportunity. Because I think sometimes we fail to see the greatness within ourselves.
Yes.
And maybe for so long we've been taught, tooting your own horn is not cool. You're not supposed to do that. It's bad manners. Whether it's culturally or it has been imposed because we're women, we don't know. Whatever the reason, that whole idea of toot your own horn and say, yeah, I'm actually quite amazing at this job and I don't see why I shouldn't actually aim for certain things.
Yes.
So I think the artist's way has done its work.
Yes.
It's still doing its work.
It's doing a great job. And also, Shonda Rhimes saying yes. This year, I've said yes to things I would never have done. So
by the way, let Kathy tell you, who introduced her to those books that she's
here. So, like, you know, Soleil is my go-to person where books are concerned.
Thanks, people, if you need recommendations.
Yes,
know who to go
and
to.
Some of these books are really, really expensive. Okay, they're expensive. You know, books are expensive, you people. Books are expensive. So
that
if you ever, when you go to somebody's house and you find a book, just know those people have spent money on that book.
Yeah.
So when you take their books, please, okay, I have returned
them.
So there's books. I finished reading them. I just forgot them.
Now see,
but I'll
life.
Be returning them. Mm-hmm. But please let us return other people's books because you put that is money spent.
But let me not
anyway.
Even tell you that, Kathy. 20 years ago, Sanchez borrowed a book of mine.
You have never forgotten her. And yet you meet her. Why don't you just ask her for the book?
But I also look at her and say, why don't you return my book? 20 years ago, guys. 20. So if you borrowed in the recent past, and recent past I mean like 5 to 10 years ago, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about that person who borrowed 20 years
and
ago.
And also Soleil gives me books.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't have many people who do these things for me. Soleil gives me books.
But there's some people who look at me and say, so you're giving me the gift that you would have given yourself. And I'm like, but it's a book.
It's a book.
For goodness sake, how can you not like a book?
And when you give somebody books, people are like, really, a book? When am I going to read it? I'm like, yo, there's a reason that's why I'm gifting you this book. Whatever time you get, whenever you get the time, please read the book.
But can I tell you what a friend of mine who, by the way, shout out to Samantha of the boarding pass. She's the one who released me, gave me permission. So there was a book that I was struggling to read. I was just like, man, this book is like 500 pages. I'm just like, I'm struggling, but I know I have to finish it because everybody talks about it's a bestseller. This book will change your life. I was like, man, so like, get with the program. Don't you want your life to be changed? But I was like, dear Lord, it's so hard to read through this book.
Which book is this, Soleil?
I'm not going to say because there could be people who it's just like
who
their
enjoyed
book,
it,
but I'll
their
show
book.
You. It's somewhere up here. I'll show it to Kathy. So I remember just saying, I'm struggling to read this book. And Sam just told me, wait, Soleil, by the way, congrats, Sam. Sam also got married last weekend.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
Samantha.
Sam. It was a great wedding. We enjoyed ourselves. We felt very fancy. But she said to me that you need to release yourself from this. There is nowhere that someone says you have to finish a book.
It's true.
If it has served its purpose on page 10 and it's still up to page
finally, somebody has said this. You people, there are books that you open, you read page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and you can't
it's
go
a struggle.
On. It's a struggle.
Do you know what they call that? Sunken cost. Because you feel, I've already got into it. I bought the book. I must finish it. Like, what is this? It happens also with series that start to bore you.
Yes.
If by episode 8, things aren't shifting.
Move on.
You have permission to let it go.
But you see, with a series, I'm quick to dump. With a script, I'm quick to dump. But with a book,
it's a harder.
It happened to me one time. This popular, is a popular writer.
Mm-hmm.
People have read her books. Mm-hmm. They love her books.
I can tell
just
you it is later.
Later, I'll tell you in together. They love her books. So, Leah, I read 20 pages and I was done.
You couldn't handle.
Because for me, I was like, yo,
what about
this story I've heard before. I've seen it. Like, I cannot do this. I closed the pages.
And you gave yourself permission.
I gave myself permission.
At least you were able to do
But I'm going to try another of her books.
And see
whether it's different. Because, you know, sometimes it's the context. It's the subject of the book.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah? So I don't want to throw her completely under the bus because I like her. So I'm going to try and read another of her books. I'm hoping it will touch my heart. I really am. But that particular book,
it
nobody.
Jammed. You it can't do it. But let me tell you, now you see that, that's, I think even now, guys, we also have to give ourselves permission to release those things that no longer serve us. Really, whatever it might be for you. For Kathy and I, we have discovered it's books. And letting go of certain things, we were like, it ain't working. We have to let it go.
Adulting allows you, that kind of thing, by the way. That's
yes.
The advantage of adulting.
Yeah.
You can say, I don't want to do this.
Set
I like this.
Free.
I don't like you. I don't like that. Set yourself free, please.
But don't go around telling people you don't like them. That's
okay,
just,
don't be like me.
That's not going to work.
Yes,
like, that's
bad,
just
bad.
Not good. Please.
God
don't.
Tells us to love each other.
Yeah, but didn't tell us we have to like each other.
Okay, yeah.
So you can release yourself
from, yeah, that
from,
person.
Because, I mean, Kathy, let me tell you, there's some people I've met, and I'm just like, this person seems so sweet, but I can't.
I agree with
I
you.
Can't.
Your energy and their energy don't match.
And you're sort of wondering, why don't I like you? Because you're a
and
nice
and they have done
person.
Nothing to you,
and
meanwhile.
Just like, I can't, don't. Is something here? There's an invisible barrier.
No, it's because, I think
maybe
it's
you're
because,
the kryptonite.
No,
I
it's
cannot
because sometimes these people have something about them. And I think in that time of your life, they're not supposed to be in your space.
I like that, Kathy.
Yeah?
You have, Kathy has released me. You've released me.
Because if you think about it, honest as lawyer, you meet somebody and there's nothing about them that you like. Your energies, and they are good people. They are
so
wonderful
amazing.
People.
You're looking at them
so,
saying you really look
and
like
then
a good
you're
person.
You're stressing yourself. You're thinking, yo, this person's a good person, but why don't I like them? So that means you're going to trouble yourself into forcing yourself into liking that person. But the truth of the matter is, in that time and moment, that person is not meant to be in your life. And weird thing
I
is,
like
you may meet them like 2 years, 4, 5 years later, and something would have changed. And in that time, if they are meant to be, you'll actually have a conversation with them. And then you're like, yo, this is why you meet people telling you, but so, I mean, imagine I didn't like you. And you're like, that
and you're
is,
like, why? And they're also like,
that
I
is,
don't know.
That is the conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And years later, it's time for people to meet.
You know what? On that note, this is a good point to wrap up because this has set us free. It's
set
a way.
Ourselves free.
We have set ourselves free, but we're really curious as to what you guys are doing.
How is your adulting going?
how's the session? How's the course unit?
Course unit. Now what about those ones who have children?
Man, you guys, you are heroes.
You are our heroes.
Because you're raising other human beings with their own opinions and their own destinies.
We respect you. But you also need to respect us and stop pushing us to have children.
Thanks. By the way, stop being concerned with our ovaries. It ain't cool, you know. Just because you're going through it doesn't mean we need to join you as well, you know.
Because of this couple here of people stressing my ovaries, you know, I've started writing about my ovaries. Like, how would my ovaries react? Yeah.
You guys first pause. Come and keep that cavity for later. But guys, we hope that this is all adulting, but we hope you are well. We hope you're taking care of yourselves. Of course, I hope, you know, life is happening and we're all learning along the way, like you guys. And I hope you're taking it with a dose of humor, finding ways to look after yourself every now and then, check out every now and then. Right now, I'm currently in my rest week. Kathy was saying she needs one too.
I need one.
Yeah, because of the work that we do. Sometimes you can just sit around and do nothing. I know it sounds crazy,
Oh, but you need to sit around and do nothing. Absolutely. Like, don't even think, don't read, like, do nothing.
You know where this is coming from? The artist's way. This is how you know guys have been. Okay, so guys, here's going to be a challenge for you, right? Mm. If you're open to it. And I think the next series we'll do, or next episode we'll do, will be the books, our favorite books of the year, mm. or what we've currently read this year. But one of the things that you should take away, if you can, is two activities, which is the morning pages and an artist date.
Mm.
For those of you who cannot manage both, pick one. But the one I would advise you to pick, we would advise you to pick, is
the morning pages.
Reason being?
It's a brain dump process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the thing. So get yourself a notebook. It's not journaling.
Mm.
It's more like meditating.
Mm-hmm.
So get yourself a notebook. Every single morning, the first thing that you do, write 3 pages. And please, write 3 pages. And I mean 3 pages. Not one, not a half.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you don't want to write, write that very same statement. I don't want to write.
This is boring.
And whatever you're writing doesn't have to be sensible, you know? No. Just write whatever is coming to your mind. And don't read that stuff that you're writing. Just keep flipping the pages. If you're a very nosy person, tear out those pages, put them in an envelope, like staple them together and put them away.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself like 8 to 10 or 12 weeks and then
you can read
those pages.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll find that you've written about yourself or about the people around you will be amazing. But mm-hmm. try the morning pages.
And essentially what morning pages does is that it clears your mind,
mm.
right? So for a lot of you who are parents, you're running businesses, you have so many projects going on.
Mm.
If you go to bed with all of that in your head, you wake up with it.
Mm.
Like your mind is already running. By the time you open your eyes, you're already thinking, oh,
mm.
kids' uniform, have to fix breakfast. There's mm. that assignment that I have to send out that email, I have to call that client,
mm.
must make sure that I don't forget to, you know, do my nails or cut my hair. There's this so-and-so's wedding, I have to pick a gift. So what it does is help you clear your mind. Your
mm.
mind can only contain so much.
Mm.
Now, if your mind is filled up with so many things that have nothing to do with your work sometimes, it's just the other stuff, you know. It's don't forget to get the car checked, the engine. This
I don't like myself. Mm. Like those little things that come into your head.
You need to get them out.
Yeah.
So once you clear, your brain is almost, think of it like a table. Like if you've stacked it up with books and papers and all of that, you have to clear. Brain dumping or morning pages helps you remove everything off the, get it off the table so
yeah.
that you can clear it now to say, okay, now I can focus on.
On the day.
Now I can focus on the kids. Okay, this and this has to take place and that's
mm.
your focus for that time. Or I have to focus on work, whatever it might be. So as you can tell, Kathy and I could go on and on about morning pages.
Yes.
But the other thing that would like you, that's our person on the other side. On the other side, it is not our child; it is somebody else's child.
Just to be clear, have children.
Just to be clear, it's not our child. But we also want you to think about artist state. Now, with artist state, it's
mm.
the simple things, guys. You don't even have to do something anything fancy.
Mm.
You who used to like doing jewelry when you were a child or 20 years ago, start doing a little necklace or bracelet just for fun.
Yeah,
that's your artist date.
Go visit a museum, and your artist date, you have to do it alone.
Yeah.
You don't need to company.
Yeah.
So this allows you time with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to feed the artist in you.
Mm-hmm. Because whom we all have.
Yeah, because every time you're just taking out, you're not feeling your well.
Mm.
So the date allows you to fill your cup again. Instead
mm-hmm.
of just taking away. So you could try it. And for the morning pages, please do not share them with anybody.
Yeah,
they are yours.
It's not for public consumption.
Yeah,
really.
They are yours.
It really isn't.
Yeah.
Which is why it frees you up to just write whatever you want.
Yes.
And by the way, if you want to, you can rip them up and burn them if you want.
When you're done.
When you're done. You just
yeah.
write. Once you're done that day, you just rip them up and you'll be like, what's the point? The point is to get it off your head.
Brain dump.
Just brain dump.
Yeah.
That's it. When you
do the morning pages, it helps you look at your day in a clear perspective. Because you don't have all these things happening in your brain,
mm.
you know? There isn't that nonsense.
Yeah.
And then it also allows you to give yourself affirmations. I hope you're practicing. This topic, we shared it a long time ago, you guys. But we hope that you got into the habit of telling yourself. You're not waiting for somebody to tell you
what you would like to hear.
So tell these things to yourself. Because you people have a habit of not telling you. Then when you're dead and you can't hear.
Oh.
Meanwhile, you guys send me messages. Yeah?
What do you want to tell me? I would like to hear these things. Don't wait for me to die.
Check, check, guys. Anyway.
I had it right in there somewhere.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We are so happy to be back together. Of course,
we missed
chatting.
You, of
we
course.
Really, really did miss talking to you. And for those of you who let us know what you're thinking, we appreciate you sending out your thoughts and saying, you guys, you haven't come out with an episode in a long time. And we're like,
know.
We got it. You know, life was life thing. Adulting had
you.
Us by the throat, but we are now back.
Yeah.
And back to it. And we'll keep coming back. And we hope you're well, taking care of yourselves.
Yes.
And we're sending you love and light. And until the next episode, we'll catch you on that one.
Bye-bye. Adios.
She's snapping. Guys, I cannot find the cursor.
It's a new computer.
Okay, I found it.